Hey, everybody. We've got Frank. We've got Leary. We've got closure we never thought we would get. Stay tuned for this week's Outlander recap, Season 4, Episode 7, Down the Rabbit Hole.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's Outlander recap, Down the Rabbit Hole. We can never get enough of this song.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Everybody. I can't get enough of it.
I can't either. I'm with you. So I'm
Come
Rachel
on,
Goodman,
bagpipes.
And I'm here with my amazing hosts. If you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone. Tiana Hobson here. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson.
Hey, guys. I'm Angel Taylor. You can find me at @AngelTaylor_.
And be sure to stay tuned, guys, because after we do the review and the segments, we're going to get into our special segments from page to screen, and then we're going to do our predictions. So, that being said, what were your overall thoughts, you guys, of this episode?
I yelled a lot. I had a lot of internal anger towards Leary.
Yeah.
That, I mean, just is always there with me and her. We have that kind of relationship, me and her. But I loved it. I'm glad that we finally have Brianna through the stones. It's been what we've been building towards this whole season. And I just am so happy that we finally got to
Don't forget about Roger.
I mean, Roger made some dumb choices, too.
Yeah, he did. So I really wanted to say that this episode was extremely loaded. It was so loaded. So many different emotions. I don't know how I felt about not seeing Claire and Jamie on this episode.
Yeah,
felt
that was
a little
weird.
Void there, so...
I felt a void too, but I really thought that Brianna and Roger, I loved seeing more with them. I loved seeing, especially seeing Frank again. That was actually pretty exciting. And seeing how he was with Brianna and seeing things that we didn't know before. Mm-hmm. I feel like that filled in a lot, especially with Brianna. I know that, you know, some people don't, especially, I've heard some people don't like the character Brianna.
I have my back and forth with her.
So I love her.
I feel like this really helped to show her dynamic and to show what she could be going through. Because before this, you know, we didn't really know everything and we didn't know how she left things with Frank.
So. I agree. Right. I love that we got a little bit more of their relationship because it's clear that she was very close to him. We've known this for a while, but we never got to really see how close they really were. We got to see bits and pieces, but for the most part, it was focused on Frank and Claire, you know, for that part of it. And then Bree hating her mom because she liked her dad more.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So now at least we get a little bit more insight into what was going on in their dynamic. And I loved seeing that sort of father-daughter bond that they had. And it just, it made me like her character a lot more than I.
Do you guys think that Bree is a daddy's girl now after seeing this episode?
I wouldn't say daddy's girl. I would just say that for whatever reason, she bonded with Frank. And I didn't see, I've never seen that bond. Like, I see it more now that Claire and Brianna are separated, especially with how Claire misses Brianna. But when we saw them in the past, or not in the past, we saw them in the future, I never saw the same bond between Brianna and Claire in the scenes we saw that I noticed even in that one scene with Brianna and Frank from season 3.
Yeah, there's definitely a strain on their relationship and something that Brianna was never going to understand until she learned about who her father really was. It was hard for Claire to
articulate
and to even bond with her because every time she looks at her, she's looking at the man that she actually loved instead of, you know, trying to live this fake life. And Frank was just a little bit better at faking it.
Yeah. And the problem,
putting the fact that he's raising another man's daughter beside him and, you know, behind him and be moving forward with like, hey, this is my daughter. I love her.
And kudos to Frank that he wouldn't have some kind of grudge against Brianna. He knows that it's not his daughter, like biologically, but he even like to him, Brianna was always family. And the fact that he would raise her anyway and share that bond with her.
Right.
He never looks at her in any of the scenes like he sees her as anyone but his daughter.
Yeah.
So kudos to him for being able to do that.
Yeah, and I saw a really good nurturing side to Brianna, like how she's, like, I guess Frank was in one of his moods and he was just kind of like down and she'd come into his office, Dad, you know?
Yeah.
So she was really caring for him in a way that maybe Claire would have been had she been present. if they weren't like going through it and everything. So I like this Brianna.
Yeah. So I mean, I know like just the fact that the conversation's already going here, why don't we talk about just in general all the flashbacks we got with Frank, mm-hmm. and what you guys thought of that, and what you thought of like learning that Brianna now, like that was her way of, you know, she didn't really get to say goodbye to Frank until the very end, sort of. But what did you guys think of all the flashbacks, and what did you think, like going along with the nurturing side of Brianna, how did it make you think differently of her too?
I love the flashbacks. The one thing I had a little bit of an issue with Frank in the flashbacks is when he asked her to go to England with her, which we knew that she had mentioned that in a previous, I think last season, she had mentioned that they were going to go to Cambridge together.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm just thinking of Claire, how could you take away a child that is
technically, you know, not yours.
Yeah, technically it's like, I know that's all she's ever known, and you've stepped up and you are her father in every single way, but my heart just broke for Claire in that moment of how could you take her daughter and her one connection to Jamie away from her and choose sides like this, because if that's something you guys had just decided on earlier that evening.
Well, and it wasn't even so, like, it, the perspective for me too was, I thought, from based on what they showed in season 3, and we only saw the argument between Claire and Frank. Mm-hmm. I assumed that Brianna had already agreed to go with him overseas, and that's the way Frank made it look.
Yeah.
My perspective changed on Brianna when I saw it cleared it up, the fact that Brianna had no idea. She never said yes, and you could tell she didn't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that she wanted to stick with Harvard. That was her plan. Mm-hmm. She probably would not have wanted to leave her mom, but we didn't know that in season 3 because we saw what it made me realize is when we saw Brianna, for the most part, when we saw her after Frank had passed, we were seeing a grieving person who was angry with her mother, probably for probably a lot to do, not because she blamed Claire for his death, but because she was going through the grieving process and she was just going through all these emotions. So I think that's how my perspective of her shifted, was from seeing that side of it.
I agree. And and also just knowing that, you know, like you said, she didn't make a decision right then and there, and it came as a total shock to her. She's just thinking, oh yeah, parents argue, it's fine.
Yeah.
But you guys still love each other. Stay together. What are you talking about? Go away. So it changed a lot because, like you said, in season 3, all we saw was the grieving side and we didn't know the full story. And we're just, why is she so angry at her mom? And
Now
coming at Claire hard right now, Bree, and I'm not appreciating it, but now I understand where she's coming from.
Yeah,
there's so many like points in which Bree was vulnerable during this episode. Like when she crossed over, she immediately sprained her ankle.
Yeah,
could barely walk. She falls asleep and ends up in crazy Leary's house. And she's vulnerable as a house guest that really needs Leary at this point for recovery. And for food. And so, and then the vulnerability of her seeking answers and in the strange place. And I mean, did you guys catch the opening shot where it was the PB&J?
Yeah. So,
okay.
That was the thing, too. So, when we see Brianna going to this new world, I love the down the rabbit hole reference because that was, you know, obviously she's like the perfect, you know, Alice to go into this new world. Obviously, we see a Brianna who is not as prepared as Claire. I mean, obviously, Claire had the experience of already being there, so she knew what to do. But from seeing...
Yeah, when she first crossed over, she was, like, in her undergarments.
Well, Claire, like, she didn't even know, so she didn't know to prepare.
Well, she didn't really know,
Yeah, but, like, Brianna, I feel like maybe she could have prepared a little bit more than just bringing a peanut butter sandwich, but...
Yeah, that was crazy.
But we see her getting into, you know, she sprains her ankle, like you mentioned, and then she ends up with Leary, so I feel like that's something big we should talk about.
I really thought we were done with her after last season. I'm so sick of her popping into our
lives. She's gonna come back.
Oh, I hope she comes back so we can burn her at the stake as a witch.
No, she's probably gonna come for her, like, witch hunt style.
Yeah.
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 That's what I think. Oh, but that was in my prediction.
Because here's the thing. Here's why I was really upset. Because when it first started out and it's all good and you see her taking care of her.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of Claire taking care of what's her face?
Everybody.
Marcelle.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, here's the connection of, oh, Claire's taking care of your daughter. You're taking care of Claire's daughter. Yeah. We're seeing the similar.
The parallels.
Mm-hmm. But also, I knew at some point she's going to figure out who this girl's mother is. Yeah. And she's going to snap into the crazy person that we know her as.
Yeah.
So I was waiting for that ball to drop. But at the same time thinking, oh, look, you can be a normal, nice human being.
I legit thought that when Leary found out, like, because they were by a fire, she was cooking something.
There's
a knife in her hand. I legit thought she was going to try and either poison her without her knowing, or she was going to take, like, a hot skillet and just slam it. I was so scared.
Your mind is such a dark place right now. Leary? God, please.
Like we were talking about before we went live, we watched Game of Thrones, so, yeah, I mean, my mind was kind of going there too. We're like, look. Is the 1700s.
Leary needs to go on that show.
Leary is very angry that she's not getting money from Jaime fast enough. This whole alimony thing, which I still think that she's in the wrong for
was that
him
a thing
this.
Back then? Like alimony? Like really?
Well, because she's pissed off because she was married to him, but his
wife is not actually dead. Was there such a thing back then? I feel like we modernized that part, no?
I mean, first of all, the fact that they were able to get divorced at all, I feel like certain points, especially back then, it would
be not really true to that time.
Well, I'm sure you could.
No, this show is very historically accurate. Yeah. So they wouldn't put something in there that's not accurate. Yeah, and I do believe that alimony was paid out. It was just like a rare thing.
Yeah.
Because divorce wasn't. Really,
it was in common.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, but no, yeah, it was probably accurate. It's just that maybe it's why it existed in the first place because of that situation. But what I thought was interesting too was the narrative that Leary was spinning about Claire, about Jaime. She made it sound like Jaime was actually in love with her, and then it just kind of shifted when he was bewitched by a woman.
Mm-hmm. And what I loved about this, because like we were talking about Brianna and Claire's relationship before and how strained it was and how since they've been apart, they seem to have gotten closer to each other in a strange way. So when Leary's saying all these things, then it comes out, you know, oh, you're that person? Yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
Jaime never loved you. How dare you talk this way about my mother? And she's standing up for her mom.
Yeah.
And that just gave me chills thinking about it.
It's better that you think that than to actually confront the truth, because the truth is, my daddy didn't care for you. Didn't even really like you.
But I love that this is the setup because it's going to add, like, I already thought there was going to be tension between Jaime and Brianna. Not in a bad way, but just because they don't know each other. And I was already expecting that tension. Mm-hmm. But now that the setup is Brianna has heard from a woman who she doesn't really know. I mean, obviously Leary's acting crazy, but Brianna barely knows her to know what's true and what isn't. So Brianna is going to meet Jaime, and now in the back of her mind, it's going to be like, okay, well, someone told me that he didn't want me. So is this true? And it just might be harder for her to have that reunion with him, or not even a reunion, you know, like a meeting. Mm-hmm. Let's change that word. Oh, a meeting with her father when it's already been set up in her mind, even if it's not true, that he didn't want her.
Yeah. I'm already getting teary-eyed thinking of Brianna and Jaime reuniting.
Speaking of parallels, girls, how about the parallels between Bree and Joni? How they both were like, one of my parents didn't love my other parent enough.
Yeah.
And then it ends up being it's the Jaime and the Claire, you know, that they didn't love their other spouses because they were in love with one another.
Yeah. If Leary wasn't so crazy, I would have said, hey, Leary Frank.
Oh, my God. No. Frank,
that would
cross
be
on over. I got some for
alternative.
You. I got a good wife for you. Come on,
alternative
Frank.
Universe.
But Joni's the real MVP of this episode.
Yeah.
That little girl.
Oh, my God.
I knew she was going to be the one to come through.
She's
because
such
she
a
had,
boss.
She had such a bond with Bree, so it was really nice that she came through. And I was like, can we save this poor girl who's being manipulated by her mother to believe that this man is a terrible human being and that Claire is a witch? Someone just take this poor girl and get her away from this lady.
Like, couldn't she have just gone, like, instead of having a random person show up at the end to be like, hey, can you take my daughter on as your servant? Couldn't it have been Joni? Yeah.
Here's the thing. Leary's never letting go of that girl. That's going to turn into a weird, weird old ladies, like, living together situation, mother, daughter. I feel bad for Joni. She's stuck in a terrible place. Marcelle got away. Yeah. And it ended up making her a better person because we all know I hated her last season. So it ended up helping her a lot. Yeah. But poor Joni, who still has the sweet innocence, is just going to be told that men are the devil and that they're the worst and that her dad is this and Claire's this. So I just feel bad
Leary
for her.
Leary did make a couple of hints to me as a viewer, saying like she was kind of warning Joni to not leave her. Because
yeah,
and she's just like, basically, I'll find you.
Yeah, yes.
But like, at the same time,
she can't have a life because her mom is depressed and lonely.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she was also telling Brianna before she knew about Claire, oh yeah, like my daughter, one day we're gonna find her a husband, blah blah blah. So it's like, okay, so it's almost like they're gonna find her a husband, but then Leary's gonna be like the crazy mother-in-law.
Who, like, moves in. Yeah. Guys, where are we honeymooning to? I'm coming, too. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
I want to see that episode.
Like, guess who's coming to dinner again?
Talk to our viewers really quick with this good old live read. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. We're talking sci-fi, reality, drama. There's no network that works as hard as we do for our television fans. But we need your help. So we're asking you to please subscribe to our YouTube channels, any or all of them. By subscribing to our YouTube channels, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button right now and check out our other AfterBuzz channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments so we can give you a shout out right here on air. And for now, thank you so much for being such wonderful, beautiful TV fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Awesome. Yeah. So I think the only other thing to really mention with Brianna is just that scene right before she boards to get onto the ship. And that was probably one of my favorite parts of the whole episode.
Yeah.
Where she looks back.
Very enduring.
Yeah.
And it provided closure.
Well, we had just seen the car, you know, Frank in the car telling Brianna he loves her, asking her to go with him. And that all she does is just leave and walks away. And
yeah,
so
that was hard.
Yeah.
To watch.
So, at the very end, when we see her, you know, on the dock and she's looking out and we have her, the person who is now going to be her servant.
Elizabeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We see her saying goodbye to her father. Meanwhile, Brianna looks out and there was her father saying, you know, not even saying anything, just giving her a nod like, it's okay, you can move forward. I'm always going to be here in your heart. And so
that expression said a thousand things to me. It was like really all I needed. So I'm sure it was very fulfilling for Bree to see that good old smirk and that nod and this, and then it's like he exhaled, like, okay, I'm releasing her now. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna be hard, but she can do it. You know, it was so validating.
And the fact that this show has already, like, it's, you know, it's obviously considered sci-fi, so it's almost like not even just an apparition, but I found myself wondering, was that actually Frank, like, you know, from beyond saying goodbye to her? Like, to me it felt real. It felt like, okay, like we can,
that
not just her imagination, just him saying goodbye and then moving on.
Yeah. And I'm happy that she has Elizabeth traveling with her, because as evident, she's a little clumsy. This is the first thing she did was fall down the hill.
Hey, a mountain. Boom.
So it's like, okay, we got you some money. We got you on a boat. Mm-hmm. But girl, you might need someone else with you just to make sure nothing else happens. Have someone to have your back.
Would have been better if she went with Roger. So
I don't know. He's such a puppy.
Well, I mean, I guess it's a good time to talk about Roger, too.
Oh, Roger. Young Roger.
He's just going to follow her wherever she goes, but I don't know. I don't think Roger's ready for this world. He's so, you know.
I don't know. So far, he's faring off a little bit better than I think Brianna is so
far. Well, I don't think his situation is any better.
I mean, he doesn't know yet how crazy the captain is, which is the same person who
robbed. He knows now after he threw the girl off the boat. Of course he knows now.
Yeah, he knows now, but he's already in that situation. But going into it, I mean, he got there, he immediately found passage to North Carolina, got his talked his way onto very a boat. True. Like, mm-hmm. he's more on it.
Yeah, no, you know, I agree.
In terms of, like, okay, I'm know what I need to do to get to where I'm going, where mm-hmm. Brianna is like, hey, here's a map. I'm going to follow a creek and keep walking for days and days. Not saying that she didn't have a plan.
With no food.
With no food.
With one with peanut PB butter sandwich.
Man, my whole satchel would have been full of peanut butter sandwiches.
Right, like something.
Yeah. So,
I know that if I had been thrust into this world, I would have been within 30 minutes. So.
Yeah, and you don't know the terrain. Like, you don't know anything about the. Yeah. I mean, you know what it looks like in the future, maybe a little bit. But Brianna wasn't even from that area. At least Roger kind of.
Yeah,
knew.
Roger's from the area, so because I was thinking, man, did she like at least go scout the place in like her current time? Yeah. I know things are gonna be a little different, but maybe, you know, like rent a car and do the drive.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, I know when I go through the stones, like this is the way I gotta go. Get a compass. I don't know.
And like maybe 20 peanut butter sandwiches, like that. Bring some chicken. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that Roger jumping through, he didn't even walk through the woods. He just made his way to a town real quick.
That is so true. Yeah.
He got there.
It's like they cut right to him being mm-hmm. already in the midst of a town.
Yeah.
Like,
I even wrote in my notes, meanwhile, Roger's already made it to the boats.
He's going to make it to North Carolina before her.
That's weird.
Like, she's already there. Okay, so other question, which may have been addressed in the past, or maybe it's addressed in the books and the people in the live chat, maybe you can answer this. How do you know when you're going to, when you go through the stones? Because how is it just Brianna goes through, at this point, maybe 3 weeks ago, Claire's gone through at least a year ago, and Roger's going through, and like they're all at the same date.
And that's exactly the point that I'm wondering too. I don't think they've ever clarified it in the show. Maybe in the books, but that's what confuses me, because I thought that what would happen is, okay, so like when Claire went back, she went back a certain number of years. Mm-hmm. So then when she was in the past with Jamie and then she came back to the 40s, I thought that 2 years had still passed in the 40s. Mm. And so she came back 2 years later, which correlates with the time she spent in the past. But then it doesn't make sense if we look at Brianna, because they said it was 71 or 72 and she needed to get back into the 1768 before they 1769. Is when she was going for, and that's when Jamie and that's the timeline we're seeing with Jamie and Claire right now. Mm-hmm. So unless I'm missing something, it doesn't make sense that they would go back to 1768. It makes more sense that if Brianna left, it was 1971, 72. Makes more sense that it would be 1771 or 1772, right, whenever the corresponding year was to mm-hmm. when she left. But maybe it doesn't work like that at all.
Clear it up in the live chat, guys. Yeah. Clear it up for us, please. If you know more, let us know.
So we see Roger, and he's dealing with Stephen Bonnet.
That's his name.
Yeah. And we see the first thing that, we know that he's crazy already. Roger gets a taste of that when smallpox kind of, you know, people start getting smallpox on the boats. Mm-hmm. And Stephen ends up throwing a little girl overboard.
First, that was hard. That was hard to watch.
It was so hard to watch. I don't even know what, like, Stephen Bonnet's one of those crazy guys. He's crazy. Like, you just don't know what he's going to do. He's like unpredictably crazy, especially with the heads and the tails. Like, he leaves everything.
He's like
to that
the
fate.
Joker of the show.
He's so much like, I mean, without actually, you know, without the makeup, right there, he's got that scar. And he just kind of smile.
Somebody's paying attention. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Stephen is kind of hot, though, in real life.
It's funny, because when we first saw him, we were saying he looks like a surfer dude.
Exactly. He does, actually. Yeah.
So, just really funny.
There has been a little bit of clarity in the chat about how you go through the stones.
Awesome.
So, Eric Jackson said that they did the math last season and that it's always...
No, Eric.
And it's 202 years, according to Lynn Henderson.
It's always 202 years.
Yeah. Some other people think that maybe, like, you think of a time period or a person you want to see as you're passing through, but...
That makes sense, too, yeah.
Yeah. And then Billie Jean Girl 24 just said he's more Two-Face with that coin, and I was thinking that, too.
That's
kind of
Two-Face,
but he's at the scar, too. Two-Face had scars on one side.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's, like, Two-Face.
Two-Face was, like... I don't know. Depending upon the depiction, he had like half his face was all scarred.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So We see Roger. One of the things I really loved about this, though, is that he actually runs into the McKenzies.
Yeah.
I thought that was amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of convenient of all the things, but it makes sense. I mean, he's leaving from a port that he knows that, mm-hmm. it probably isn't too far from where he lived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice that they're both running into family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without really knowing it at first, and then finding a bond with them. And then realizing that one bond is with crazy people and the other bond is with a nice single mother.
The thing that it made me think of was Back to the Future. So we see that, obviously Roger's holding the baby and the mother's like, oh, you know, he likes you because the baby stopped crying.
Jamie, I know. McKenzie. I was like, what is she insinuating?
So my thought was... My thought, it went back to Back to the Future because I was thinking, well, okay, so if Stephen Bonnet kills the little baby, what happens to Roger? Does Roger disappear?
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was assuming that Jamie McKenzie's probably, you know, his...
a great something.
Yeah. And if he doesn't survive, then does it, I don't know the rules of this world. If your ancestor dies when they shouldn't die because you're there and you weren't before, then suddenly disappear, or do you already exist so you're still there?
I feel like that is accurate because in season one, part of the reason why, in a little bit of season two, part of why Claire doesn't want Jack Randall to die is because then Frank would never exist.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Without his lineage, even though we found out later on that, like, it was actually Jack's brother's child and not his.
Yeah.
But still.
But it's the idea.
It's like that lineage.
Yeah, thing. Like, don't kill that. Don't kill him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's
exactly.
Why you should not time travel, guys.
Don't mess with it. You may not exist
in real time.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess it depends on the world and what... And that's just something, like, obviously they're not focused on that as much as the story between, you know, the Jamie and Claire and Roger and Brianna. Mm-hmm. So we see Roger, he's on the Pollyanna with Steve Bonnet. He meets his relatives. And that's kind of where it's sort of, like, we end with Roger on this note of, okay, I'm with the crazy man. And his life is spared by a coin.
Yeah.
Brianna is on her way to North Carolina. Well, to North Carolina. Yeah. And hopefully, like, you know, based on the previews, looks like they kind of might merge and meet together. But we can talk about that in predictions. I think right now is probably a good time to get to our special segment, From Page to Screen.
Woohoo!
Love the typewriter.
I know.
So I actually had... something, and I know you have something too.
Yeah.
So,
you can start.
Okay, cool. So, there's, we actually have a graphic to share for this particular thing. Okay, as you can see up there, what we're looking at is the obituary. We've seen this before, but we saw it in the context, this is a different context though. In this particular moment, this is when Frank is with Brianna in his office, and we see him looking at this. And I paused it so I could see to make sure it was the obituary that we had seen before, where it says both Claire's and Jamie's name. So what we didn't know is that Frank knew about this. Frank knows that she goes back and ends up with Jamie again. But the reason why I'm bringing this up now for the segment is because in the book, it's handled completely differently. It's actually not, Frank doesn't know this at all. All Frank knows in the books is that Jamie dies at Culloden, that Jamie survives Culloden, and that's what he keeps from Claire, mm-hmm. not that he also knows that she goes back. I don't know, maybe he thought, maybe in the, you know, TV version, he thought that she was going to end up there anyway. Why tell her?
Yeah.
But we actually, I was looking online.
Don't give her a reason.
According to Vanity Fair, they actually had a couple things they said about this. Merle Davis said last year that they would leave it out of the show because we all find that confusing. I love Diana Gabaldon, and I hope she won't be mad, but it seemed really crazy that Frank would lay that headstone. And what does that mean? Oh, the laying the headstone of after he finds out that Jamie has been... There was another change in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, in the books, Frank lays down a headstone for Jamie so Claire will find it. Mm-hmm. So that's what he does instead of telling her directly.
Mm-hmm.
So they changed it so that they had Frank looking... they basically changed it to make it a little bit easier so that Frank doesn't even have to put down a headstone. There was that, and they took... this leap So that they could kind of show more of that relationship with Brianna and Frank, mm-hmm. Which is another thing we don't see in the books. In the books, we see more. We don't really get to Brianna and Frank as the way that we did in this episode.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just to continue off of that a little bit, something else that I saw about the Frank stuff is that, yes, he knew. And in the book, Roger finds letters that Frank wrote to Reverend Wakefield that revealed that Frank knew about this. And so that's how Roger knew this information, that Frank actually believed that Brianna should know her true heritage.
Yeah,
at some point.
That makes sense.
So then something so else, which a lot of people in the chat have been discussing, is where's Ginny? We want Bree to meet her Aunt Ginny. And in the book, she does. And they have a great time. And they read over letters. And that's how Brianna knows that her parents are still alive and in North Carolina at this time, because she's sharing these letters with her. Unfortunately, the actress who plays Ginny at the last minute wasn't available to come in for the episode. Aww. So that's why they had to make the change in the story. I do wish, though, that they had still given her more time at Lollybrock.
Yeah,
because we don't get to go back there that often. And every time we're at Lollybrock, it always seems too short of a time period.
Yeah.
So even if she had spent, I don't know, a night there with Uncle Ian, like, oh, you know, your aunt would want you to see this. Your mom would want you to have these clothes.
Exactly.
Like, oh, here's, oh, yeah, like, they're doing great. Here's some letters or something.
That was what I was wondering. First of all.
Well, he gave her the trunk.
He gave her the trunk.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, what I would have wanted to see is that Ian would say, hey, I'm going to write to your mom and dad and let them know you're on your way.
Yeah.
Hey, give a heads up. Like,
come
I know there's
on,
no
let's
such
connect
thing as
some dots. Which we don't have cell phones, but I can write a letter.
Yeah.
So that they're expecting her. So that they can be there in, you know, wherever port she's going to be dropped off at.
Or if it was Game of Thrones, we would have sent a crow out, right?
Exactly.
We're the crows.
Send a crow.
Let's do a crossover.
And see, I think that right there is the difference between a woman thinking and a man. Because I feel like if Ginny had been home, she'd be like, one writing a letter right away. That was a terrible accent, by the way. But, you know, she would have immediately been like, well, yeah, like, here's food. Stay here. Hang out. I'm writing them a letter to let them know to
so
expect
they can
you.
Be there for you. And while I'm at it, I'm going to tell Ferguson in case he bumps into you.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm going to tell the whole
I'm gonna
group.
I'm going to alert people.
Women
that
are
you're
so thorough.
For them.
Yeah.
And then there's Ian. He's like,
cool.
Here's a satchel full of money.
Well,
have some
I'm
fun.
Glad I met you. Thanks for stopping by. Good luck on your travels.
Cool.
I hope you find them.
You have your mother's eyes and your father's hair.
So I know it's you.
But I love
that's
it.
Enough proof.
But God bless. At least he did tell her, hey, tell my son, my idiot son, to write his mom more often.
Yeah, like, but see, speaking of letters, he thought of a letter. Why couldn't he not have said,
boom,
hey, I'm writing them.
Connect the dots. Connect it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, the letter probably would have got there the same time as her,
but still,
it's
the principle.
It's
not at the rate she's going.
Yeah, she might stumble and hurt her ankle again. So,
well, she might break her back or something.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Well, I guess that's a great time to segue into predictions.
Predictions now.
Yeah.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
Don't you love that alien outer space music?
Especially around Halloween.
Yeah. I'm excited for the upcoming episodes because something I realized tonight is that it's not just Brianna meeting her father for this first time.
Yeah.
It's also meeting, I mean, Ferguson is basically Claire and Jamie's other child that, you know, doesn't get mentioned a lot. So it'll be an interesting dynamic to see how Ferguson reacts to her being around and kind of like, wait, you guys have a daughter? And I thought I was your kid kind of thing. So it could be cute if there's like a little sibling rivalry between those two. And then just, I mean, it's not happening next episode. I'm fully prepared for it. It will be the finale or something when Jamie and Bree finally get together. But I honestly just can't wait for that. And there will be lots of tears.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm prepared for that. I got a box of tissues. I'm living for this moment. It needs to happen.
Crylander.
Hashtag Crylander.
Yeah.
So I think that poor Roger's going to have a couple more run-ins with Captain Steven.
Mr. Bonnet.
And I feel like it's going to be like a life or death situation. One of them, well, probably not Roger, but I think Captain Steven's gonna die. And at some point, I think it's gonna come to that point where Roger has to save them from him.
I want to see. This sounds so morbid.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah,
she's ready terrible for anyway.
I want to see.
I kind of like looking at him though. So
yeah, but I'll just go watch old episodes of Downton Abbey and be satisfied.
Yeah. I want to see Roger actually like get into something with Steven, mm-hmm. and then get like maybe not mean to kill him, but kill him.
So well, because you know, that's what I was saying. Because yeah. Roger's not a stone cold beast to where he would just take somebody out.
In defense,
I think it's gonna be like in defense, like you said.
Because I mean, in the preview for next week, we do see Captain Steven talking to Brianna, and she recognizes the ring that he took from Claire.
Yeah.
So that could be enough for Roger if he sees that, or if something happens from there. Well, I feel like I actually think that Captain Steven isn't over the fact that. With Jamie and Claire and kind of remembers them. So I kind of think he's going to try and, like, kidnap Bree to hold a ransom to, like, hold it over their faces or something.
And the preview they showed, too, I don't know if it's just the way they cut it, mm-hmm. sounded like Roger heard Brianna talking. Mm-hmm. And obviously we see that she talks to Steven, so obviously Roger's right there. So I'm just hoping that... I hope that the abduction doesn't happen. I really hope
so. Yeah, I really hope it doesn't.
Yeah, but... and that she gets to go back with Roger, so at least they're together, and they end up back, you know, finding Jamie and Claire together. And
it's
that's...
never going to happen that smoothly.
No, of course not.
That's too easy. It's too much, like, right, you know?
But that's kind of my other prediction, is that when they finally get there, I think Brianna is going to just be very confused with how to react to Jamie, and it's just going to be very, like, she's going to be very confused. She might be open to the idea of meeting him, but then we have to deal with the fact that the reason she's there is because they're going to die.
Right.
So now she's here to stop them, and then it turns into this whole thing. I've seen them do this on The Flash, where you don't know if no matter what, it's going to end up the same way, and that doing these things, well, maybe these characters, maybe Brianna was always going to come back, and that they were always going to end up getting into this fire and potentially not living.
Yeah, because you'll never be able to really alter history.
Yeah.
Because it's history.
It's what's meant to be will be.
It's already happening.
It always finds
a
way.
It's the inevitable.
Yeah, like on The Flash. You stop it in one way, but then there's another way that
it
ends up happening.
In a very horrible way.
Yeah.
The butterfly effect.
Yeah. And then it's still,
tragic.
Yeah. But I think for me, that's about, I'm just trying to think if there's anything else that I'm predicting might happen. I just think that... I think it's going to be really hard for them to change this future, to change the past that she's here to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think the relationship with Jamie and Brianna is going to be kind of weird at first. And Jamie's not going to know what to do. And then with Roger being there, it's going to be even more confusing because she didn't even leave on the greatest terms with him.
And she didn't know he was coming after her either.
No.
Yeah.
And so what are they? Like, so that's going to be confusing too.
And so. I mean, I feel like I think I read something which isn't a spoiler or anything, but it just said that Roger didn't give her all of the information about what happens in that incident. So he's going there to stop her for other reasons too.
Oh,
so it's like we still have another piece of this fire puzzle that Roger hasn't told her that he discovered.
Yeah. Because she didn't even, she didn't hear about the fire from him anyway. She somehow heard it from someone else, and so, or somewhere else, I guess, from digging. So I don't even know, like, he could know. Yeah, like, I like the idea that there's something else.
There's something else that he left out of his stuff that he was telling her. So, Roger, why are you keeping secrets? I mean, I know she said no to the proposal, but tell the girl a little bit of everything.
Seriously. Well, I don't know. It's something about these men. They're showing their secrets. You know, it always comes back to bite you. Just like Jamie's secrets.
Yeah. Well. Yes. On that note, I think we're about wrapped up for today. So where can everyone find you guys?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
Hey guys, you can find me on IG at @AngelTaylor_.
And I'm Rachel Goodman. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman. Just want to let you guys know that the next 2 weeks we're actually going to be AfterBuzz is actually closed. So we will be back on January 6th, 2019. I know that sounds crazy right now, but yes, that's when we will be back. We will be sure to cover the episodes that we didn't get a chance to cover. Until then, I hope you guys have a happy holidays. We will see you in 2019.
Happy holidays.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.